Joining us on the Linder Farm Network, John Christensen, certified public accountant in the Wilmer area and director with Christensen PLLP. Christensen PLLP is a full-service accounting and consulting firm specializing in agribusiness. John has served on the Governor's Council on Biofuels and pays close attention to agriculture and markets, no small part of which includes ethanol. John, can you speak to how the ethanol industry plays into both the larger statewide economy as well as rural economies?
Minnesota has been a leader in biofuels and ethanol production, and which has become extremely important for our state economy at this time. Right now, currently, Minnesota is the fourth largest ethanol producer in the nation. We've got 18 ethanol plants producing over 1.3 billion gallons of ethanol. Also included with that is 3.6 million tons of DDGs, a high-protein quality feed that feeds 80% of the Minnesota cattle. With that, there's the production of corn oil that is used for production in biodiesel, as well as Minnesota's been a leader in converting and producing hand sanitizer and products to help us through this COVID pandemic. When you put that in perspective, approximately 40% of the Minnesota corn produce is processed through an ethanol plant. Not all of it goes for ethanol, the fuel, but it's also used for the high-quality DDGs, high-protein feed. So the ethanol and biodiesel industry are extremely important to the economy of Minnesota, producing high-quality jobs in rural areas. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with the 18 plants that are producing ethanol in Minnesota, and it is really rewarding to see the impact that those plants have on those local communities producing those jobs within those communities and the impact on school districts and on the towns that they're around.
And one of the bipartisan discussions in Minnesota is providing a simple tax credit for infrastructure to better deliver blends of ethanol, such as E15. John, how important are policies like the tax credit?
As we're moving to higher blends of ethanol and looking at the infrastructure. Now, part of the infrastructure that needs updating, the discussion can be made, we have to update the infrastructure because we're going to higher blends of ethanol. Portion of that is true, but to a certain extent, our state's gasoline retailer infrastructure is outdated and does need updating. So much of that infrastructure needs to be updated, whether they're using higher blends or not. An incentive to, and it just makes sense for the state to have an incentive so that when we update that infrastructure, that we have the capability of utilizing it for higher blends of biofuels. You know, it comes down to the concept of, Do we believe that reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, which accelerate climate change, and the reduction of aromatics, which are ozone-forming hydrocarbons in our environment that we breathe, is that good public policy to reduce those for our public health as well as for our environment? And if we say that those are good public policies to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and the aromatics that are in our air that we have to breathe that are caused from unleaded gasoline, then the updating of the infrastructure and ensuring that we have the ability to produce higher blends of ethanol and biodiesel really become an easy answer, that it's a very positive for the state of Minnesota.
So how would an ethanol infrastructure tax credit help get us to a bipartisan closure to the state legislative session, John?
What we're looking at is a tax credit that would help subsidize or help pay for new infrastructure for retail gas stations as being an important part of changing and evolving our retail transportation fuel infrastructure. that we would be able to utilize. And I think that Minnesota has real opportunity to be a leader, as it has been in the past in biofuels, and move forward and show other states that they have the ability to move forward with E15 and utilize that throughout the state for the benefits of our state. There are proposals for infrastructure tax credit, and I guess we're going to have to see how that works out. And so the state is providing some funding, is looking to provide and proposing to provide some funding for retailers to update their infrastructure, which is some pumps and the tanks. And then there's also federal infrastructure potential funding that is moving forward. I think there's, you know, I'm optimistic that they're going to see the benefits of that and that they will move forward with it so that we can, one, just as a state, updating our retail transportation fuel infrastructure is important for our state.
Thank you, John. John Christensen, Certified Public Accountant and Director with Christensen, PLLP.